It's here and now. Violist Kim Kashkashian is attracting attention. This is a 1997 recording of a Brahms sonata for viola and piano, which she performs with Robert Levin. But she won a Grammy this year for her CD of works by Hungarian composers Kurtág and Ligeti. Kim Kashkashian also appears on a new CD of music by Greek composer Eleni Kararendrou, Concert in Athens. This is Adagio, Landscape in the Mist. Kim Kashkashian teaches at the New England Conservatory of Music, but somehow found a few moments to join us in the studio with her viola. Kim Kashkashian, welcome and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And is it nice to have, through you and your recording and this Grammy, to have this instrument get this attention? You know, we hear of the violinists and we hear of the cellists. It seems like it would be nice to have the viola.
It seems that it's helping, actually, which is a wonderful thing, an unexpected side benefit for the viola and also for this unusual repertoire of contemporary Hungarian compositions. But I would have to say that in Europe, the viola is not as unknown, let's put it that way, as it is here. It's considered much more substantially as an instrument in its own right. And the years that I spent in Europe from 86 to 2000 were years where I could explore more fully an active solo life than any violist in this country is allowed to do. And it's, I hope things will gradually start to change.
Well, as you said, it is changing. They are changing already because of the Grammy Award. And you mentioned also this repertoire. Let's listen to a little. Georgi Kurtág, Georgi Ligeti, the two composers. We heard a little bit of the Ligeti. Let's hear a little more of the Kurtág from your CD. Kim Kashkashian playing the music of Georgi Kurtág. I found a great thread on the internet of classical composers talking about dissonant music. And why is it that some people's ears are drawn to it and some are not? Mine is drawn to this. What do you think it is?
Well, first of all, I would say this is hardly dissonant music.
That's what they said, too, that it's in the definition.
We think of dissonance as being the opposite of consonance, and we think of consonance as something that fits into the physics of the overtone series.
And there are patterns that we recognize.
Yes, and there are patterns that are familiar to most of us. But the language of, let's say, a more advanced harmonic language that goes through complication into what we call dissonance, you can train your ear just like you can train your eye to look at great contemporary art and to understand the symbolism, the meaning, and the emotion behind it.
Well, and what's it like for you to play? Let's say, well, actually, you have the viola here. What's the difference for you?
This is really hard to explain, but you know what I'm going to do? It's an interesting challenge for me here. I am going to take the same set of five notes and play them in different styles.
Great.
And by the time I get to the end, anyway, everybody's going to know those five notes. But it's just a question of gesture, dramatic intent, texture, and color. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go through a Bachian version, a Brahmsian version, a Kurtág-Ligeti version, which actually they don't combine, but let's say they do.
Okay.
And then I'm going to name an extremely modern style composer, Ken Ueno, mm-hmm. and then I'll do the Ueno version.
Okay.
So this might be the Bach suite version of these four notes.
Okay.
And the Brahmsian version might be something like this. So it's warmer, more slidey,
right.
You know, it has more direction. Kurtak might do something like this to the same notes.
Hungarian, yes. Oh, I wish people could see.
For example.
Yeah, your physicality. I mean, you just were wrestling that.
Yeah. And then Kenueno might do something like this with the same four notes. Okay, so that takes the same grammar and puts it in four different contexts. If someone weren't accustomed to listening to classical music and went and heard the last thing, they might enjoy it at least as much as the Brahms. And that's the amazing thing about audience contact and audience reaction to new music. It's often quite direct.
Well, it just was wonderful to hear. So is the more lyrical music that you play on the new CD from composer Eleni Kerendrou, Concert in Athens. Let's listen to it a little. Just beautiful. We want to ask about another passion that you have. It's called Music for Food, interaction between audiences who come to hear classical musicians play and food pantries.
This is a musician-led initiative to play concerts, benefit concerts for a local food bank. We as a group of musicians generally don't have roots in any given community. Most of us don't. And this is a way for the musicians in a community to reach out. They don't have to do anything but play the music that they love and nourish their audience. And in return, the audience donates either food or a monetary donation, and 100% of their donation goes to a local food bank.
Yeah, we'll link people up to your website.
Yeah.
Here you are, a Grammy winner and a teacher. How much does that change the way the students view you, or not at all?
I hope not at all. You know, winning a Grammy is all very well. It certainly doesn't change the essential value of what I did when I recorded that a year ago. I look back at the Brahms Sonata recordings or the Hindemith Sonata recordings that I did 10, 20 years ago, and one thing that always comes to mind is, oh my God, how idiotic.
Really?
And another thing that comes to mind is, well, as my good friend Lydia Artemieux said the other day, she dreads the day when she actually plays and says, this was good, because that means it's time to stop. We can never be satisfied.
That's violist Kim Kashkashian. Her Grammy-winning CD is Kurtag Ligeti. She also appears on the new CD, Concert in Athens. Kim Kashkashian, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And for more on Kim's tour and music for food, go to hearnow.org. Here Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.